Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials told the Israel has basically signed on to a Gaza ceasefire deal, and the onus is now on the Hamas to agree to agree. Two sides have reportedly been negotiating through mediators in Cairo and are scheduled to resume. VOA Chef Custer reports on what a ceasefire
agreement could look like.
Speaking at the White House Friday, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the deal currently on the table would trigger a six-week ceasefire that could include the release of most, if not all, Israeli hostages.
With the fighting stopped, aid will be able to flow more freely, and we hope at an increased level. And of course, the hostages, starting with women, the elderly, and the wounded, can be released in stages and returned to their families.
Jeff U.S. military on Saturday
carried out its first airdrop of aid into Gaza after the deaths of Palestinians queuing for food underlined the growing humanitarian catastrophe in the crowded coastal enclave after months of Israeli siege. Reuters' Emily Jelly.
U.S. officials say more than 38,000 meals were airdropped over southwestern Gaza in a combined effort with Jordan, reaching the northern part of the strip later in the day. The move comes a day after over 100 Palestinians were killed while scrambling for flour near Gaza City, a violent scene that underlined the growing humanitarian catastrophe after months of Israeli siege. Israel blamed most of the deaths on swarming crowds and sent troops only later fired on people, quote, in a limited response, after feeling they posed a threat. The White House said on Friday that the airdrops would be a sustained effort and that Israel supported the measure, despite being resistant to calls to allow more aid into the Strip. Facing pressure at home and abroad, the Biden administration is also considering shipping aid by sea from Cyprus, according to a U.S. official.
This is VOA News. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on a deadly Russian drone strike that occurred in Ukraine.
A Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa kills at least seven. Ukraine's state emergency service says seven people are dead after parts of a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern port city of Odessa. It reports another eight people are injured. The Ukrainian armed forces say air defenses shot down almost 15 Russian drones across various parts of the country. And in Russia, a drone crashed into an apartment building in St. Petersburg, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. They report six people received medical attention after the explosion, which rocked the building. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Germany investigates after a recording of its officers discussing aid to Ukraine as leaked in Russia. VOA's Alexis Stroop tells us more.
German authorities say they are investigating after an audio recording was published in Russia in which German military officers purportedly discussed support for Ukraine, including the potential use of Taurus long-range cruise missiles. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called it a, quote, very serious matter. Scholz earlier said he remains reluctant to send Taurus missiles to Ukraine, pointing to a risk of Germany becoming directly involved in the war. But in the purported recording, German officers discussed the possibility of the missiles being used in Ukraine. The German news agency DPA reported that the Ministry of Defense said it was investigating whether communications within the Air Force were intercepted by Russia. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Lawmakers in Pakistan's National Assembly have elected Shehbaz Sharif as the country's new prime minister for the second time. Allies of imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan in Parliament shouted in protest against his appointment Sunday, alleging rigging in last month's election. Following days of negotiations, Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League party and its supporters formed an alliance after the February 8th election, whose results were supported, were announced after an unusual delay because of a nationwide phone or mobile phone outage. Authorities said that the cutting of communications was necessary to avoid militant attacks on candidates and security forces. The delay drew criticism from Khan's party, which insists the vote was rigged to stop them from getting a majority. Thousands of senior doctors have rallied in the South Korean capital to express their support for junior doctors who have been on strike for nearly 2 weeks over a government plan to sharply increase the number of medical and school admissions. Sunday's rally comes a day before the government said it would begin to take steps to suspend the medical licenses of nearly 9,000 medical interns and residents for defying government orders to end their walkouts, which have disrupted hospital operations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.